Hello everybody, I'm Rizay and I want to speak with you about all of the things that I learned from emotional mastery too. At first I try to control and change my posture, strong posture, big smile as a stupid person, and deep breath. And I make sure that you do too. Okay, let's get started. In this lesson, I learned that when I want to study and learn English, I should change my mental focus. For example, when I was in English class, I was always concerned about opinion of other students or teacher about me. For example, I made mistake and I thought that other look at me as a stupid person. Or when I had exam, I was anxious and concerned that will I get a good mark or not. Or I remember that last summer I decided to study English without English class. And then I made a list from all of the steps that I should do to improve my skills. It was very, very bad because this list killed my motivation and I feel bored. Or every time I focused on the problems that I had in English, such as little vocabulary or listening comprehension or bad pronunciation. But I learned by AJ's help that, number one, I should not focus on the paper steps that I should do to achieve my goal. Instead, I should just think about end result and imagine myself that I succeed and become a translator and find a good job in my country. And I write down all the purpose that I caused I start learning English. Number two, I should not think about my problems and my past because I'm human. I'm not a native speaker and I'm not born in foreign country. And native speakers make mistakes, so it's normal that I make mistakes. Number three, I never compare my past with now because I change. I'm different now and I change my method and use not the old traditional method. I just listen to AJ, relax and repeat again and again and again. And after mastery on it, I just speak and tell all of the idea that I give from it. Okay. Have a nice time, and I'm grateful for your attention. Bye-bye.